That's what we're here to win. Good afternoon, gamblers. This is Bro 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 Bets, a show by degenerates for degenerates.
Mm-hmm.
We are here. It is Monday, March 11th.
Mm-hmm.
This is the start of a new. Last week was our first week. That was our trial run.
It was. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good way to look at it.
We did well, but we're throwing out all the records. We're starting a new Monday,
fresh.
March 11th. Let's fresh. Go. You could track and follow all of our bets on the Sports Action app.
Let's go.
Sports Action Network. We are under Bro 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 Bets on there. I will also tweet out a link and put the link in the episode description
mm-hmm.
to follow our bets there. We are now being tracked, which means we can no longer lie anymore. And you can follow all of our bets there.
I'm going to follow it right now.
Thanks, Todd. I appreciate that.
Yeah. So right now, we're starting new. Clean slate. Boom.
Clean slate.
This is the permanent record.
Fresh.
Like,
fresh.
I like it.
All right.
We might as well get our feet underneath us for a week.
Yeah. We needed to get, you know, fill things out.
A couple of bruises. A couple of bumps and bruises.
Warming up. We're just getting started.
And then we'll also, just on this show, we'll keep track of individual records just on here.
Sure.
There we go.
Sure.
We'll come. The Sports Action Network will just put our 10 cup of coffee a day parlay picks in there.
Mm-hmm. Good idea.
Okay. Yep.
All right. So we'll do that. And then just want to give everyone a warning before we start.
Okay.
This is a scary time of year.
Sure.
It is.
So NHL and NBA, there's like 15 games left in each.
Mm-hmm.
So you really have to be careful about picking teams that literally have nothing to play for anymore. Like, I know, Todd, you have a game later today that you have coming up that scares me. It's kind of one of those situations. So before you go ahead, just be careful with the games that you're picking. Don't just go all willy-nilly. Just say, hey, does this team have something to play for or anything like that? That's just a little tip of the day for you guys.
Mm-hmm. But also a good tip on top of that tip.
I
mean, Phoenix just beat Golden State at Oracle.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean? I mean, so what are we...
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's a fucking date. Well, because what does Golden State really have to play for?
Right.
It's a slippery slope.
They have the one seed to play for, but do they even care about that? Who knows? I'm saying, like, be careful betting, like, the number 10th seed in the conference versus, like, the 13th seed.
Gotcha. Correct.
You know what I mean?
Correct.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
That being said, we'll get into today's picks. We have NBA.
Mm-hmm.
We have NHL.
Mm-hmm.
We have NCAA basketball.
Mm-hmm.
We have MLB.
Oh, yeah. It's back. Yeah. It's back.
Ty Schmidt.
We have soccer with Gumpy.
Yeah.
And we have NFL.
We covered it all.
By the way, that brings me my point here. We're with Todd McComas.
Yes.
I am Diggs. Gumpy's here. Gorms is here.
Good luck.
Ty is here.
Mm-hmm.
And we got Bailey on the one and Tuss.
Hello.
All right. Let's get into it. Let's start NBA Todd.
Okay. I'm going to start off with the Celtics. I'm taking the money line.
Mm-hmm.
Get that at -125. I don't know what you're seeing. Maybe -130.
Yep, go with that.
On the road against the Clippers. The spread, I think, is -2.
2.5 is what I have it at right now.
Oh, for the Celtics?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But when you can grab the money line at -125 or -130,
yeah, that's good money.
That's good money. The Celtics are 35-16-2 against the spread in their last 53 games after a straight-up win of more than 10 points.
Okay.
I like that. And the Clippers, conversely, are 2-6 against the spread in their last 8 against teams with a winning percentage over 600.
Fucking old trendy Todd.
I like it. Both teams are playing well right now, so I say go with the trends.
Gumpy, you also have the Celtics. You want to add on to that?
They're hot right now. They want to finish that road trip off 4-0. Kyrie's been saying that the whole time, that West Coast road trip. This is changing the season. They're going to finish it off tonight.
And then Gorms, I know you're on the Clips. So why don't you go get
That's a playoff team, a team that needs
to
win. It's a home game. They're on that road trip. Kyrie's saying, I want to win all four. It doesn't happen. Clippers get the win tonight. I'm taking a +2.5.
All right, so we are going to have to settle this right now.
Go ahead.
All right.
Whether they're going to go Celtics money line
mm-hmm.
or Clippers with against the spread in our cup of coffee a day parlay, I need final arguments.
All right, here's my final argument. It's another trend, but it's important, and I love these. I love these day of the week trends. Okay, the Clippers are 2-5 against the spread in their last 7 Monday games. These guys don't like Mondays.
Oh,
they hate Mondays. I don't know if they live too hard on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on? But it's Monday, and they don't play well on Monday.
Does this worry? Here's my thing. This worries me a little bit. Okay, the Celts just played the Lakers the other day
mm-hmm.
in LA.
Sure.
They've been in L.A.
True.
For the last couple days.
True.
Yes, they have.
L.A. is not a relaxing city.
Free time, baby.
That's my only reason that I would possibly go against the Celtics.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put this on the back burner. I may just delete both of the bets. I may just not have this game on the on the docket at all. It's a scary game. I don't know. We'll decide later in that. The Clippers are now, they're in the A spot. They're holding off Sacramento, I believe. Todd, mm-hmm. did you have a Sacramento bet?
I do. I have the Kings +2 on the road at Washington. They're 16-5 against the spread in their last 21 games against losing teams.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I think they're better than the Wizards. And the Wizards are, I think, playing their third game in 4 nights. So I look for that already shitty defense
to
open
legs.
Things up against the Kings about halfway through the third period. Kings cover this easily.
Yeah, I mean, the Wizards are also dog shit, too.
Yeah,
that's true.
Some big money or some big line movement too, by the way. Mm-hmm. The Kings are now -1. So like somebody's it. Fucking agreeing with you. So yep, we're gonna keep that like one. It. Do you have any more NBA bets?
I do not.
I do. I have Toronto, who's coming off a back to back. They are 8-2 when playing a back to back against the spread. They're going against the Cleveland Cavaliers, who are fucking trash. Give mm-hmm. me Toronto -9.5.
Kawhi's back tonight.
Kawhi is also back tonight. Thank you.
Lock. That's a lock.
You have any other NBA picks, Gumpy?
I like OKC getting 3 in Utah. Those teams grind it out against each other every time. There's no love lost there. I just feel like OKC wants a little more tonight.
I just love
tonight.
No fucking love lost game. Gorm, do you have any other
I was
NBAs?
Almost with you on that OKC, but I do. I've also got Houston, a good team getting better at home. They can eat the 8.5 against Charlotte. I think Charlotte's terrible. That's a weird line. I thought it'd be closer to double digits, but it started at 8.5, but I'm still running Houston at home -8.5. And
Houston's
I'm,
hot.
Yeah, they're mm-hmm. a good team.
Houston's hot. You might as well stay with them.
You want my third?
Yeah, of course.
You know where I'm going.
Yeah, go.
You know where I'm going. I'm not going to the Big Apple. I'm going right next to the Big Apple. I'm going to Brooklyn.
Yeah, always.
And I like the Nets, Brooklyn. Another playoff team taking on Detroit.
Detroit is hot.
So hot right now. Like 12-3 in their last 15.
Yeah.
But they are going into a tough place to play. Both playoff teams, I'm taking the Nets at home -2 against the Red Hot Pistons. Scratch your head. I'm getting greedy today. That could blow up in my face or it could make him.
Fun fact, Detroit also played yesterday. They're also coming playing on a back-to-back,
that's right.
So who knows?
Mm-hmm.
They're decent on them. I think they're like 5-4, so you can't really use the stat, but I like where you're at.
Okay.
Ty, what do you got for us, baby?
Yeah, so I got a couple MLB plays.
Let's all right, go. Right,
and let's hold off.
Grapefruit
on them.
Or cactus?
Let's yes. hold on. Let's hold off on them. We're going to do I can't wait. Is it grapefruit or cactus?
We'll hold off. Okay. Just wait.
So we're going to do MLB, soccer, and NFL at the end because they're kind of like little throwaways.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
So let's move to NHL. Who's got what for NHL? Anybody?
Yeah, I have one.
What do you got?
I have the Sharks money line on the road against the Minnesota Wild. They are 20-8 in their last 28 games as the favorite. Minnesota's 1-7 in their last 8 home games.
I only laugh because fucking Gorms. I know Gorms has a Minnesota money line.
Yeah. I know.
Oh, yeah.
They're so not why? Playing well at home.
I like them at home. Long trip, San Jose towards the end. That's what, like we talked about, little Boston Celtics in L.A. These guys get on the road. The skates become a little bit tighter on the road in the locker room. I'm just saying, Minnesota at home with that crowd, bad team, playing a good team, they sneak one out.
Yeah, right. I don't like their. I don't like what the fuck is a Wild. I don't like the mascot.
Wild.
Fuck them. I don't really suck so bad.
Well, rest in peace, the North Stars. Because that.
Yeah.
Was,
yep. Mike Modano.
Yep.
Basil McRae.
Oh, Basil.
I don't think because it's just you two
uh-huh.
going up against this, and I don't have a strong opinion.
We can cross it out. Sure.
And we don't have Nick here to break the tie. I'm going to delete those from the cup of coffee a day parlay.
Let's just keep an eye on that one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Little head to head.
We'll battle on Twitter this again.
Was that all? Because I don't have an AHL. Gumby, you have an AHL?
No NHL.
Okay, good. All right, let's move on to NCAA men. It's officially fucking March Madness.
Mm-hmm.
All the tournaments have started officially. I got games tonight.
Well, not all of them.
No, not all of them have started, but they're, you know, the regular season is over.
This week.
The regular
week.
Season is over.
Correct.
I am going to go, first pick of the night is Wofford. easy, Gorbs. A little bit of a wonky line here, okay? Wofford is -6.5 against UNC Greensboro, who they beat twice this season, once by 30 and once by 29. And the line is only 6.5.
Ooh.
And I know that's going to come back and fuck me because it's a weird line, but I can't stay away from Wofford -6.5 when they've won by 30 in fucking both of their games.
I don't think so. Wofford's a good team.
Wofford's a great. They only have 4 losses on the year.
They're very good team.
Their 4 losses of the year were to UNC, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Mississippi State.
Yeah, someone was saying that it might have been like John Rothstein or something like that, that if they lose, they should be one of
still
the first.
In the tournament.
Exactly. They should be one of these teams that gets in because of what they've done outside of just their conference record.
Correct. So I'm going Wofford, okay? -6.5 when they've won by 30 in both of the games this year. I'm also going Hofstra against Delaware, the Blue Hens. Fuck Joe Flacco. Okay. Hofstra has beat Delaware 45 and then a week ago by 22, and the spread on that game was 11.
Ooh.
Listen, I know it's hard to beat teams three times in a row.
Something's up.
In the NFL. I don't know how it fucking works at college basketball, to be honest with you, but I'm going Hofstra -11 when they've beat Delaware by 45 and 22. Okay. And then I'm going Savannah State -6.5 against Delaware State.
Mm.
Delaware State is trash. Just burning trash. They're 5-24 on the year.
Yep.
2-14 in conference. Pieces of shit. Savannah State. Go down to Savannah. Get some wins down in Savannah.
Well, I do declare.
And then my last pick is Eastern Michigan -2 against Ball State. Last time they played, they're in Eastern Michigan. Last time they played at home, Eastern Michigan won by 7. So those are my 4 NCAA basketball picks. Todd, go with yours.
I have Northern Illinois -4 at home against Ohio Bobcats. It's
okay.
The first round of the MAC tournament, so really, who gives a fuck? But let's make some money. The Huskies won their previous home matchup against the Bobcats 71-60
okay.
on January 29th. The Bobcats are 3-11 against the spread at
okay.
home. Let's go, Northern Illinois. Lock.
See, I like tournament time because you get a lot of information of these teams playing each other before.
Oh, yeah.
So, and that's clear what Todd mm-hmm. and I are doing. Mm-hmm. Gorms, you got anything? Gumpy, Ty?
I'm good on the NCAA right now.
Okay, good. All right, then let's move on. Teased it earlier. Ty's Major League Baseball picks.
Mm-hmm. I mean, disclaimer, you know, again, with spring training, you really don't know what the hell's going on. But I like the Astros with the run line today.
Good team.
Okay. Yeah,
good 25. Team.
Is there a reason?
Well, and here's why. Okay. So they're playing the Mets.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
This is in Florida. We got a little Grapefruit League action.
All right.
They've played the Mets 4 times so far in spring training this year.
Okay.
27 runs. All right.
Ooh,
all right.
Okay.
The bats are awake against the Mets. The Mets are throwing Adam Vargas.
Who?
Just a middling lefty who gets a spot start from time to time. The Astros, they're just a good team, okay?
Yeah.
They're just a good team. They have a really deep roster as well, so I think we're going to see a lot of guys who are kind of on the edge of that 25-man roster, maybe getting some at-bats today. I like them to win by at least 2-3 runs. I really
okay.
do. You know, usually I don't bet these, but I saw that, jumped out to me today. I said, hey, I'm...
Do you know who the Astros have on the bump to start?
Honestly, it was some guy I'd never heard of. So, never mind. Brad Peacock. Yeah, I've heard him.
Yeah. Okay.
You know. Same deal. I mean, he's probably only going to pitch 1-2 innings. I really like Houston's bats. So
okay.
So that's why I'm running with them. And then I also got some futures picks.
Okay, okay? Let's go.
Let's go.
So we got this is all for MVP, whether it's AL or NL MVP. In the AL, I like Jose Altuve and Giancarlo Stanton, both at +2500. Altuve, 2 years removed from an MVP. Hasn't batted below .300 since 2013. He might be the best pure hitter in baseball. And again, the Astros are going to be very, very mm-hmm. good this year. Great value in that. And then same thing with Stanton. You know, he didn't have the best year last year,
yeah.
but I think he's kind of got a lot of
It was a transition year.
It was. And I think he handled the New York media, didn't really get through with like too many black eyes or anything like mm-hmm. that. Yankees add Tulo, another good bat to the lineup. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to get it a little bit this year. I wouldn't be surprised if he hits 60 homers.
He's going to earn his stripes this year.
Well, I would argue that he earned his pinstripes last year. He's still looking for his postseason pinstripes,
right.
but
yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
We'll get those this
year. Same
guy,
fair. Though, to be fair, did get booed in the Bronx last year.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, there's a slump.
Yeah,
there
and he'll get booed again if he keeps striking out. But, you know, I'm confident that's not going to be the case.
Yeah.
And then in the NL, Christian Yelich at +1800. Kind of weird. He won the MVP last year, almost won the Triple Crown.
I'm worried about his team slipping off to win the
I agree
MVP.
That could be. But he won that division, got a little bit better. Cardinals got Paul Goldschmidt, so they should be pretty good. But the Cubs are supposed to be down again. It's going to be a two-horse race between the Brewers and the Cubs. Or, I mean, the Brewers and the Cardinals.
Yeah.
I like how they play. You know, no one pays them any mind because they're in Milwaukee, but they're a good team. They're a good team. And Yelich is a fucking beast.
I like sneaky MVP is Goldschmidt just going over the Cardinals.
I was thinking about him too. He's at plus 1,000, so he's got good value as well. A lot of people are going to bet on Harper and shit like that. He's not going to win it. No. So Yelich at plus 1,800, Goldschmidt at plus 1,000. I think both those are really good plays.
Even with Goldschmidt, he's a notorious slow starter, especially this year in the Cardinals. Wait a month or two, transition a bit, and then get him at way better odds.
Ty's going to be a real fucking asset come MLB season on this show.
I can't wait. I've been waiting for this for months now.
We're only two weeks away.
Yep. March 28th is opening day. Every team plays on March 28th. So.
There you go.
Gumpy, you got anything for soccer?
No soccer today. I am going to give you a little one on MLS, though. The Vancouver Whitecaps are absolutely awful. Until they win a game or prove they can do anything, just fade them and go against them until they do something.
They're basically like the Lakers of the MLS right now.
There's no one on the team from last year. They got a new coach, and they're in shambles.
Okay. That's your MLS bets for the future. I have three NFL bets. Antonio Brown under 1,100 receiving yards for the season. Antonio Brown under 95.5 receptions for the season. And Antonio Brown under 9 touchdowns for the season.
Yep, lock all those
up. Lock all those up. Not a fucking chance any of those are sniffed.
Bitter bet.
Nope, just strictly analytical.
A little bitter bet.
You leave the Steelers as a wide receiver, your career's done. Just how it works. Ask Mike Wallace, a piece of shit, too. Those are it. Let's see for our cup of coffee a day parlay we have. You guys let me know if I got anything wrong here. Some of the lines are different, so if you want to just shout those in there. Eastern Michigan minus 2.5 was mine. Hofstra minus 11 was mine. Wofford minus 6.5 was mine. Savannah State was minus 7. Were mine. If any of you have any problems with those, please let me know. Okay? Nope. Sacramento Kings are now minus 1. Todd, you said you got him at plus 2, so good for you, right?
Yeah, good for me.
We unfortunately didn't put ours in yet, so we'll just say minus 1 for us.
All right.
Oklahoma City Thunder, Gorms, was that you?
No, sir. That was Gump.
Gumpy.
That was
you me. And Gumpy. You kind of, you seconded
a little
it. Bit.
I liked it. I didn't pull the trigger.
Plus 3, Houston Rockets was you, correct? Minus 8?
Yes, sir.
Brooklyn Nets minus 2.5.
Go Brooklyn.
Houston Astros run line minus 1.5 from Ty.
Mm-hmm.
And Todd, Northern Illinois, minus 4. Some of yours got deleted since they were going head-to-head with each other. But that is 10 bets. That is $5 to win. Ho-ho! $3,871.
Let's go.
So that is your cup of coffee day parlay. 5 to win, $3,871.
Definitely the most college we've ever had on parlay,
well, you know,
right?
It's March Madness.
Yeah, I mean, so I'm liking it. We're tuning up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, this whole week, I believe, when it comes to like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, there's going to be like 60 games a fucking day. So there's going to be a lot of, I believe this week is going to be heavy college basketball, if I had to guess, especially when I said like NHL and NBA, you don't know who's trying this
right.
end of the season.
Yeah, it's getting tough.
Everyone's trying in college basketball right now. With that being said, good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck, fuckers.
Good luck.
Pay him. Pay that man his money.